If you're a listener from the Mouths of Madness podcast, I can only assume that you're also a diehard fan of horror movies like myself. My name is Matt Balea, and I own a company called To Die For. We make custom horror-inspired designs for shirts and much more. From original to exclusive content, we can get you whatever it is your dark heart might desire. Check us out at www.todieforshop.com. That's the number 2, die, the number 4, shop.com. Enjoy the show.
The views and opinions expressed on From the Mouths of Madness are that of the panel and not of the Geeks Under the Influence Network or their sponsors. Listeners, beware.
Yeah, you know, I find it pretty fucking hysterical how almost, I'll give it like 75% of the movies that start out with the concept of, let's get away from the city, it's bad, you know, it's evil, all the horrible shit happens there, let's go out to the country,
let's get in
the rural setting,
yeah,
and it's nice and calm, well, and nature and animals. And
these idiots have not watched enough horror movies.
No,
that's where, you know, a la The Strangers, where
strangers,
like,
yeah,
like, why us? Because you were home,
yeah,
by yourself,
fucking
far
sick.
Away from everything.
Sick. Remember they went out. It was on spring break.
Yeah,
went to the cabin or Evil Dead. It was a trip to the cabin in the woods.
Yeah, just like let's get away from it all. Yeah. Or especially like in that like big city environment where they're like oh shit, like shit's all fucked up. Let's get away from all this.
And yeah, you just, literally the movie Cabin in the Woods.
And they're worried about the big city, like somebody attacking them or whatever like that. And yet they put themselves in the isolated place where the killer's like, oh, good, somebody's here now. I can fucking kill them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, yeah, you were safer with the scary bums in New York.
Fucking The Blackening.
Oh, yeah.
They were on a trip out in the middle of fucking any vacation to the woods. Is apparently not good in horror films. Amityville Horror. Let's buy a house next to the lake in Amityville, which, okay, it's not necessarily country, but it's definitely rural compared to New York City.
The only one I'd say is like the opposite that does that is, it came out on Netflix recently, Leave the World Behind, with, where they are
Kevin Bacon and Mahershala Ali, and good cast in that movie.
And where they're like, oh, the city's just fucked up. Let's get out of here. And they picked the fucking perfect time as shit goes down, and if you're in the city, you're pretty dead.
See, I do appreciate that the flip of the coin with that, where when actual shit goes down, like end of the world shit, you want to be out of the city.
Yeah, that is the time where you're like, I don't need to be around all these motherfuckers.
Yeah, going crazy.
They're already kind of crazy, and you tell them no internet, and shit goes off the fucking rails.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
all you have. It's kind of scary. All you have to
do is take away the internet.
Take away the internet, and people are going to lose their fucking minds.
100%.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn it.
So
why have we come to that fucking set point that like everything will collapse?
Because everything runs off of it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
It's worse than Die Hard 4 because the internet wasn't as big in Die Hard 4.
I never knew we'd ever reference Die Hard 4. I am so happy about that.
I love that movie. Fuck you.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
That movie's amazing.
No, it's fucking amazing.
This movie's amazing. All right, enough of that. All right, tonight on The Chopping Block, we are talking about 2023's film, Unwelcome. Fucking.
If you've seen it, you'll know exactly why we're doing that.
Yeah.
If you haven't, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with the madness?
We both
boys?
Had strokes simultaneously. That's fine. And before we dig much further into that film, I would please ask you like, comment, rate, review, share, subscribe across all the socials, Tweety Spaces, and the Facey Pages, and all that good stuff, and the Ticky Tackies. We greatly appreciate it.
Get us that pot of gold.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just in that mode now.
Yeah. You're just. We're going to take us back to the Leprechaun remake.
Ah,
remember that?
Yes.
Hey, there was no drone riding in this film.
That's true.
That was like the best part of that movie. Anyway.
I still will defend that Leprechaun remake.
God damn it.
It's so fun and ridiculous.
All right. So, yeah, this film, you know, it starts out, it's like really, it's like hardcore. Like, it starts
as we
out
were
hardcore.
Just talking about, hey, living in the city sucks ass as random hooligans.
Hooligans.
This is what you get to call them, hooligans.
So, yeah, because, so is it just the British thing or does it transfer to Ireland where they call them naughty boys?
Yeah.
They're proper naughty boys.
Probably naughty boys. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't
but
know
I
that.
But I was just like, look at them hooligans.
They are hooligans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like fucking hardcore hooligans because they're like, hey, we say some shit. And you're like, yeah, yeah, piss off. And like, now we follow you into your apartment.
No. He ignored them twice.
Yeah.
He ignored them going in and immediately coming out. And they were just being assholes.
What did
and
they then want finally, him to do?
Yeah. And then like the third time, he's like, you know what? Go fuck yourself, guys.
Yeah.
But like, what do you think was going to happen? You can't like...
How
pester people.
Dare you fucking respond yeah. back after we said all that fucked up shit to you?
Yeah, yeah. And then you think his wife, you know, his wife's pregnant, and that's the reason he's going to the store primarily. That's why he says, like, you know, yeah. I'll get her. He's getting her something because she's having a craving or whatever, you know. Not obviously, not saying that that's her fault that this happened. I'm just saying that that's why he went to the store so late, and the bastards were out there, and they literally follow. And I guess that, all right, people, as soon as you go into your home, you shut the door and lock it.
But I do like how that's set up because you get it from her point of view. She's in the bathroom. He comes in. He's like, hey, I'm back. And she's like, and then you hear other voices. And then you hear him getting the shit beat out of him. And she's like, oh, fuck.
She should have stayed in the bathroom, though.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but
as
they
a dude,
knew she was in there.
I know. Which they just had to kick the door down and yeah. drag her out. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And then they kicked her down. And yeah.
They start beating the fuck out of her. And you're like, oh, shit, she's going to have a miscarriage.
And we established something very early in this movie, which is, dude, man is a fucking puss.
Dude, the whole movie.
But you know how God. You know how some motherfuckers, they might not be hardcore, but if shit happens, then they're like, all right, I got to do what I got to do. Not this dude.
Giant pussy.
He got into the fetal position and yes. was crying.
On her lap.
Yeah.
After she, as pregnant.
But she grabbed the knife, fucking threw it right up to the dude's throat.
Yeah.
Like, she had to fucking take control.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Now,
the dude pisses me off the entire movie.
Yeah, like, that was... so fucking annoying. And yeah, she's pregnant, got the shit kicked out of her, and then he's crying in her lap. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Is this the modern day like male figure?
No, I think it's just
okay,
because
like I am totally not here for that. Like I want to eradicate that.
I think it's just one of those things terrible. That has established that she's not fucking hardcore, but because of the way he is, she has to be. Like,
how
she's pushed
you,
into that.
How could you how could you find someone that goddamn meek attractive? Like, enough to fuck them and get pregnant by them?
Or maybe they just never run into that kind of situation, you know?
I feel like that meekness like, would creep out into
but I'm just
general
saying,
day-to-day
shit. There's bedside
shit.
Conversations like, I don't know what would happen if we got into it. Like, oh, I think you probably do. Like, and that was her first time discovering. I mean,
oh no, he's
they're married. She's pregnant.
Yeah.
The escape route's already fucked up, all right?
Dude, that was
and then
so bad.
Go, wow.
But
he's
like
a huge pussy.
Folks, it's the entire fucking
it really
movie.
Is.
Like, I just want to like remove his balls because he doesn't use them.
Well, no, he does use the big boy voice, but it's almost sad when he does.
No, like, he uses it movie, like a child in a tantrum.
He's just like, fuck you, fuck you, fucking fuck, fuck. And they're like, aw. Are you
like,
cussing
at the
me?
Wrong time? And then she's like, I don't want to talk to you. He's like, what did I do? God, I wanted to hurt this man so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I want all men that are like that to be eradicated from the earth.
Again, like, though, I think it's just the theme of where she has to bring out the Ripley in her.
Fair.
Yeah.
But you know what they had in Aliens? An Alien, an Alien 3, an Alien Resurrection, and all the other Covenant and Prometheus? They had badass women, but they weren't badass because the men were all bitches. They were badass because they actually stepped up
there's
above.
There's a few bitches. I mean,
like him?
No.
I'm just saying like him.
But by the time, I mean, like, Bill Paxton pretty much turns a little bitch after
he does,
they...
He does,
oh, game over, man. Why don't you put her in charge? I mean,
He lost it, but she had already seen it. So let's go... All right, let's stick with strictly just Alien. Ripley was a badass, and she... I mean, she survived out of everyone.
Yeah.
But the men weren't just laying down and crying.
They weren't.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, all right, it's fair. As you get along, like, you're right, the Bill Paxton definitely... lost his
he
shit.
Got a bitch out, yeah.
But I mean, like,
but we
okay,
appreciate him bitching
out. Yeah, we do. Totally. It was hysterical. But that's the difference, too. That was at least funny, and it was only that one time. The rest of the time when he freaks out, he's shooting shit. He's freaking out, but he's killing things.
Yeah.
Like, that's the difference. This guy was just crying. And I don't, oh my God. All
just,
right, enough of him.
I know. I just wish there was some scene where they're, again, talking. He's like, oh, I defend the shit out of you, baby. And then, like, that first opportunity.
I'll never let it happen again. Dude, he said that as he walked away to leave her in the woods. Did you catch that? He said, I will never let that happen to you again. I'm going inside. And she's just out in the fucking woods after she was attacked by homeboy Hodor.
God damn. I feel bad about that dude. Again, he doesn't say shit except Hodor in Game of Thrones. He's in this movie. He's
he says hold
in...
the door a couple times.
Okay.
Actually hold the door. Yeah. I mean, give him.
But I'm just saying in this, he has no real lines till it's creepy, I want to rape you lines at the near his death.
Yeah.
That's all he gets. Yeah. I feel bad. He's like, you know, I'm a Shakespearean trained actor.
Yeah.
And for 8 years, all I did was say Hodor. And then my next opportunity is like, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to say some fucked up shit. And that's all. Besides
that,
my
dad hates me.
Don't say shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So apparently homeboy, bitch man, his aunt died and left him an estate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
over in Ireland.
Yeah. So it was they lived in the city in Ireland. They just moved out to the country in Ireland, I thought.
No, they lived in London.
London?
It was London. Okay. That's where you get a lot of those hooligans.
Those fucking naughty boys.
Yeah.
Proper naughty boys.
But yeah, they're like, we're moving to a whole other country for the most part in Ireland. And here's the thing. Irish people don't really like people from England because there was that whole, I don't know, you know, when they were trying to separate the country. There's a lot of just built in like, you're from London. Well, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So you pick up on that very early on.
Well, you do in some aspects, but then in other aspects, the town is like everyone's welcoming and very nice. They reference multiple times, at least she does, where she says, everyone's so nice here.
Yeah.
Except for that one family that they hired to do the work at the house.
Odor's rule?
Odor's rule!
Yeah, that's all. I mean, I know they have a different name, but that's all it is, man.
That's so awesome. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good shit. Yeah, no, totally. 100%.
Yeah.
That's
they might as well be chanting every time they walk into that fucking house.
Oh, man. And this family.
It's like a small town, but you have this one family of fuck-ups. And like the family tradition is that they're all fuck ups, like
brothers, the other one, and then the sister, the
shitty tattoo one.
Oh yeah,
the sister that's surprisingly not pregnant because I don't know. And then the dad, who is I can't remember the actor's name.
But I don't know the actor's name. I know he was in Hell on Wheels. He was in Star. We talked about he was in Star Trek, and you mentioned a couple of
Con Air. Con Air. He was in the second to last season of It's Always Sunny as Charlie's dad, but. His character's name, and he makes sure by nose, it's not Mr. Whatever, it's Daddy.
That was so disgusting.
It's fucking, and to the point where our main character's like, so, Mr., we need to have, and he's like, Daddy. And she's like, hey, Daddy. And you just groan every fucking time.
Oh, it's so
gross.
It's
this weird satisfaction, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's so gross, man. Oh, what? That was so unnecessary. Like, that did not need to be in the movie.
But that's the way it is, and because he regulates his kids. They do anything wrong. I mean, you know,
beats the living shit out of
Hordor accidentally, on purpose, fucking, you know, caught a quick pick, like, saw her through the window.
Yeah.
And he beats the shit out of him.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Oh, poor Hordor.
Yeah.
But also, don't be a perv.
Yeah. But
remember the old man at first, though? He was the first, like, fuck about in the town when they go to the bar, the only like bar restaurant in town, and the old dude's talking about like, just now don't let his two boys alone with the missus.
Yeah,
and I couldn't,
not a good
he
sign.
Said something about have them on their back legs wide open. I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck,
they will try to fuck her, like, whoa.
Yeah,
and you're a small town, so like, again, like, the, you know what I never saw throughout this entire movie, any kind of police enforcement or
no,
maybe there's a town drunk with a shotgun that's like, oh, you come to me.
No law.
No
law. But that's why it was funny when the one of the brothers, the brother that doesn't live because they killed Hodor.
Yeah.
Well, the things did. Because we'll get to that in a second.
Yes, we will.
Remember, he's going to stab the bitchy husband, old bitch man, and he's like, the cops will get you to arrest you. And you're like, what cops? I haven't seen any law enforcement in this entire fucking
town. Go
ahead,
yell out. Maybe somebody will hear you.
Yeah.
But the sets up like Straw Dogs, you know, this new couple, like OG. I'm not fucking reference that remake. I'm talking about OG Dustin Hoffman, fucking fucked up, you know, I think, which also takes place in Ireland where they move there. And,
I think it is. Yeah.
But you're kind of sad. But there is this little weird twist where the neighbor comes over and she's like, they have this backyard entrance that goes to the woods.
Which is gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, man.
Like that shit was badass. Like it looks awesome.
The house is a piece of shit, but the property. That wall,
the property's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But the neighbor comes up and she goes, so there was this thing that your aunt was doing where she would leave out a plate of
liver.
Meat. Liver.
It was specifically liver.
For the red caps. And they're like, okay, what the fuck are red caps? She's like, oh, it's just these little creatures. And like, they're like, okay, crazy neighbor.
Yeah, y'all think she's fucking bonkers.
Yeah. And she's like, now, if you can't do it because they have to eat every day, I can do that. And they're like, we don't want you fucking walking around our backyard, laying down a plate of meat. We'll take care of it. You know, it's almost like brushing her off. Like, yeah, we'll get the
liver. Then when they get to the bar, she asks, did you leave it out? And they're like, oh, no, I forgot. I'll do it when I get home. And she's like, oh, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah. The fuck? The fuck?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, crazy lady, calm the fuck down. We'll go through the motions if that means you'll stop fucking pestering us about this weird thing with the mystical creatures.
Question, do you think the only reason they ate the old drunken man was because the liver hadn't been set out yet that day?
Good point. I mean,
because if she's setting it out and feeding them, that's the whole point, right? It keeps them at bay.
How many people in the town actually believe in the red caps, though?
I don't know.
I think it's just the neighbor and the aunt, because he goes, oh, just walk through the woods. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, fear of being attacked in any way.
So that's what I mean. Is it like, side note, you know what the old man reminded me of? Drunken old man walking home in the woods, singing a song. Come on, dude. Think about it.
I mean, the Blob? I mean, which one?
Jason 6.
Okay, I'm just saying.
No, because
you can reference so many.
True, but like the way he was dressed, he had the beanie.
That's true.
Remember, and the old man, like everyone else, didn't have a hat. Like, and like you're talking about like Killer Clowns or any of those. Like, no, this dude had a beanie and he was singing an old drunken tune. And yeah,
except he had a dog, which fits into again.
Killer Clowns. The caretaker of Jason 6 didn't have a dog, but yeah. I immediately thought of Jason 6 when I saw him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense. Because if people were walking through the woods and they were being fed, why would they still kill them? The neighbor made it seem such a big deal to make sure they're fed every day to
not
kill them.
I did not think about that. That's a good point. So that's probably like...
Because you never said what time of day.
Did anybody even mention that he was missing?
Yeah, remember when it was the next day, they came back from the store and they saw a bunch of people searching.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
And remember the lady's like, I don't care about him. I'm worried about the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, so he's missing. He's been eaten.
But they go through the motions, and then they're like, all right, we'll fucking put it out there. And they're having the O'Doul's rule fixing up their house, because there is a giant fucking hole in the roof, which bothered the shit out of me, because they set up their bedroom, even with this huge hole, to the point where you have an angle, camera angle, where you're looking through the hole into their bedroom, and they've literally put the bed right under this giant, you can see the sky at night kind of hole.
Yeah.
The house is big enough. There's got to be another room where you don't have to put your room.
Well, for the meantime. Just for the meantime.
But they like set that shit up.
Yeah.
But they're like, all right. And he's like, yeah, we'll get to that. First we do the kitchen, and then we'll do this, and then we'll make it to the roof. And they're like,
well, no, remember, the dude said I was hoping for the roof, and he was like, oh, well, the scaffolding won't be here till tomorrow. So they started in the kitchen because the scaffolding won't be set up till the next day. So that was supposed to be taken care of, but before they got, now the way they used the hole in the roof was awesome. Little creatures to jump through.
Yeah.
Just come down and stab. Stabby, stabby.
Now we're going to start talking about the red caps.
Yeah, the red caps.
Oh,
so how they introduce the red caps and where you have to get to their house in the woods. Like, if you notice, when she finds, it's like a straight line. That was
really
fucking
cool shot.
That was really fucking cool.
This movie looks fucking amazing. There's definitely weird parts where it looks like it's a soundstage, but I think they just oversaturated the background where things look almost fake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like, well, it's kind of a fairy tale anyway. So.
Exactly.
But yeah, she goes to the woods and you have this almost perfect where someone's planted a shitload of trees, so there's just this straight path.
And it's the only part in the woods up to that point where there's any straight path. So like when they enter it every time, it's just like immediately, doom, straight line.
Yeah.
It's almost like in a game where you find the...
You're like...
Zelda.
Yeah, you're hitting different things and then just, why don't you just turn around? Oh, it's fucking right there.
Exactly.
I'm an idiot. Yeah.
And they didn't go down the first time, but they referenced the smell. She was following the dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you go to the house and it's like a... Yeah. So, but yeah, pretty much, the O'Doul's, they decide to, you know what, fuck this. Hordor tries to rape her. Red caps go, you know what?
They're feeding us. Fuck this dude.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Plus, he's a big meal compared to her.
I know. That's, yeah.
Big meal.
Plus, I think there was already a connection because she had already fed them. Mm-hmm. So they were probably protective of her because they know where, I mean, they can eat on him, but she's going to feed them every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Need that constant.
Teach someone to fish.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They would follow that whole thing. Yeah. But, you know, then shit gets worse because now he's missing. The shitty tattooed brother starts fucking with fucking puss man. Daddy starts fucking with him. They all like, where's our fucking brother? They start to get shitty.
Well, no, remember there was a head in a basket. They sent him head in a basket, dude. That shit was awesome.
And they discover, they go, oh shit. And then everybody else sees it too. And they're like, you fucking murdered him?
Yeah.
And that's when they get into hardcore mode. Puss Man ain't doing shit.
No, he's a bitch the entire thing. The fucking Red Caps are the ones that come and take care of business. They start jumping into the pre-made skylight, stabbing everybody.
Yeah. Fucking,
and then, all right, like the father and the brother are upstairs. The sister's downstairs. So they kill the brother that's left first because he like gets stabbed and he runs out and jumps in the car and he's trying to get away and leave the father there because the father went out to the car, grabbed the gun.
Yep.
And then he hops in the front and is driving away and there's a fucking Red Cap in the car.
Straight up slices. Like fucking Goodfellas.
That shit was awesome.
Just cuts them.
Yeah.
So yeah.
This shit
was
awesome.
By the way, let's describe real quick. They're like, the best way I can put it is, they look like the fucking bigger version of the troll from fucking Cat's Eye.
Yeah, the third.
But they talk.
You know, that was the only story that was written for the movie.
Yeah.
Was that in
But
Cat's
they
Eye.
Talk yeah. like fucking gremlins.
They talk.
Yeah. Well, they have like a few words, like bad mama.
Yeah.
That, you know, yeah. die, die. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But they start fucking shit up. There's daughter gets fucking sliced in the stomach and
Dude,
entrails.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, it's just like, joop and slice. And then she gets up and she screams, dad.
Yeah.
Right? Just dad.
Not how would he know she was calling? Not daddy.
Mm.
But daddy starts fucking up a couple of these Red Caps. He's just like, they're smaller than me. I'm made of piss and vinegar.
Oh, a few of them got killed. You remember when,
butted the shit out of one of
before
them.
Before the remaining brother went outside and got his final death, they attacked him in the kitchen. Remember he used the meat cleaver and stacked him in the head. And he was like fucking with it in there while it's still in its head.
And that's where I can't tell if that was practical or digital, which is a compliment.
If that was digital, that was good looking digital.
Yeah,
seriously.
But
and he's like fucking with it. But like I was thinking like, hey, how is it not dead? It literally has a cleaver in the brain.
Yeah,
but it's just he's just like moving the cleaver and it's like meh.
But at some point, daddy has a shotgun. Both the main characters are outside. Pulls a shotgun, shoot like unloads, but he's far enough away and he goes, this is a fucking buckshot, all right? Yeah, I'd had to be closer in order for it to actually do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then they fuck him up.
Because it hits the dude, it hits Bitch Boy in the shoulder.
Of course, he's crying like he would be. Yeah. But she grabs a fucking shotgun, fucking knocks him down right to the fucking face and just destroys his face.
Dude, it was awesome.
Close enough?
Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
That's where she makes her turn.
Yeah.
She's just like fucking badass. Well,
and then that was practical.
Yeah.
Like the scenes that are clearly practical in this look fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and then whatever happened to Bitch Dude?
He's just crying. I think.
After that, they had to have the baby.
They fucked with him a little bit because remember, because he got fucking stabbed. And then daddy, at one point, as they're fighting, takes his fingers, goes right into the fucking stab wound. That was kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah. That's right. After this, her water broke. So she has the baby.
Oh, yeah, during the middle of this.
In the middle of this.
How did I forget about that?
The water broke, had the baby.
God damn.
And then they take the baby to their home.
Yep.
And then she follows, wants baby back. And then you get down, she actually goes down, and you realize there's doors, and they like live in this circle, and that's where all their rooms are. Now, one thing we forgot to mention is the aunt had a child go missing as a baby.
Yeah.
Or as like a 3-year toddler.
Yeah, I think it was a baby, though.
It was a baby.
Because her husband was sick, and she asked the Red Caps, apparently they're kind of like leprechauns, you can make wishes, or please, and she said, I'll do anything for him to get better.
Mm.
They're like, well, if you mean anything, we'll just take the baby. And I forgot, our main character, when her husband's being attacked, is pretty much begging, like, I will do anything to save him.
Yeah.
Which, why? Yeah.
So yeah, but, she so made she the same deal.
Made the same deal, didn't even know it, but she's like, no, I'm going there. We see a very old version of the original child that was taken.
You know what I'm glad we didn't get?
What's that?
Actual full saggy titty.
I know,
I was
man.
Like, please.
I was waiting for that.
No,
God damn it.
No, enough.
But she speaks the same gibberish as they're the only ones talking. So she's laughing and they're like, that's our baby now. Ha,
like,
bitch.
No.
And this is when our main chick is like,
yeah,
fuck
this
that
is
noise.
Fucking scene, man.
And fucking grabs her. And this is where she was hardcore before, but now she's like, nah, bitch.
Mm.
Grabs her face, thumbs in, and all the way in, and is like, time to die, bitch, and fucking kills the shit out of her in front of all the Red Caps. And apparently the Red Caps are like, respect.
Yeah, they started bowing to her. Like, respect. I'm surprised you forgot to mention, like, where she was pushing in on. You're being nice. That's...
You mean
it's
the
weird.
Sockets? I mean, what?
You didn't say anything. You said she grabs the head and just pushes in.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
like,
thumbs
I'm
in
gonna...
the sockets, and... I think she made it so she could tap her thumbs together. Yeah, they go all the fuck in.
She was like third knuckle deep, bro. Whew. That shit was fucking horrible.
But then right after that, they're like, oh shit, you're queen bitch now. And they all start bowing to her. She comes back. They're like, no. We got one last
ceremony. What was up with the weird floating skull of blood?
Well, they're mystical. So they're like, and I'm guessing that's the blood from the lady that they just killed. They pour the blood on her and they all start chanting. And she is like, yeah, it's my new gig.
Queen bitch, let's go.
Queen bitch.
There you go. Yeah. That's it.
I got all these little motherfuckers. I'll give y'all liver a day. Y'all do my bidding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not living in that fucking little house. I'm living here. Mm-hmm. Y'all can deal with that shit. But.
Ugh, so gross. All right. That's going to wrap it up for Unwelcome. Stick around. We will be right back.
In a world with too many reboots and remakes,
two men will stop at nothing to make it even worse.
Join Mike the Hobbit and Tondi as they play by their own rules while pitching new takes on some of your favorite and least favorite films and TV shows. What podcast would dare to bring this upon the world?
This is Smack My Pitch.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-wiggin animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIpodcast.com.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
In a world of blockbuster movies, there's another dimension.
The dimension of schlock cinema. Join us at Beautiful Disasters on a journey into the fringe territory of B-movie abandon.
We review the flicks that are forgotten or underappreciated to give them a proper place in the annals of celluloid history.
I'm the Groots.
F.U. Hunter.
Your guides at Beautiful Disasters. Come along with us for a fun ride.
May the schlock be with you.
All right, every one of those shows that you just heard a trailer for, you can find on GUIpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to your podcast. But please go to GUIpodcast.com because while you're there, you can also go to our links tab, click on that, and you'll get our link to TeePublic where all the merch is for all the shows on the network. Tons of random awesome shit, tons of t-shirts,
all kinds of
tote
stuff.
Bags.
Get them tote bags.
Pillows.
Yeah.
Banners, notebooks, whatever the fuck.
Magnets, stickers, all kinds of shit.
All tons of shit. So, you know, if you buy some of that stuff, make sure to tag the individual podcast and the GUI network. We'll reshare that shit. We'll get all that spread across all the socials, and we greatly appreciate it. Now, it survived the chopping block for me, but wow.
I had fun with this.
No, I did. I just didn't expect that at all.
I just appreciate it. Sets up, like, again, Straw Dogs, and then it's like, well, Straw Dogs, except fucked up gremlin trolls that fuck everybody up, and again... I did not see where she comes in there and is like, no, I'm going to be queen bitch and fucking kills the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Because again, it's an old lady that has the mind of a child. And you're like, oh, and she's like, she's laughing about them taking my baby.
I mean, it was straight up like Barbarian, mind of a child.
Yeah.
Like just straight up.
Just less scary titties. Yeah.
Yeah, because we saw something sucking on a titty, but we didn't actually see the full titty. I'm so happy for that.
But overall, I enjoyed this. It doesn't take itself too seriously. And I think that's the way it was shot. I mean, the dude's such an overwhelmingly huge pussy. Like, from Rick and Morty, the dad, Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Where you almost just, like, every time there's a situation, he's, like, cowering in the corner. That was this dude in the live-action version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A more quiet version of that type of husband, father would be, like, the dad, Mike's dad from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
He just, like, doesn't say anything until he's told to.
But I could see myself watching this again. I had a good time.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely. It's definitely one that, if you have people over, you put it on.
We're getting back to that season, man.
You can kind of just ignore the first half if you really wanted to.
Yeah,
and
like,
then just watch
this is fucked up. She gets kicked in the stomach.
Yeah, but then once the red caps come and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're pretty hilarious.
They are. They're pretty funny. Yeah. So, no, it survived for me. I did enjoy it, surprisingly. It could have gone either way. When that turn happened, they could have went either way. It was riding the line of being shit or being great.
It kind of turned into Gremlins, our version, where they suggest in Gremlins, like, the dude's in the mailbox, he's getting fucked up, but you don't see anything. Here, they just fuck him up.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, all right, folks, hit us up at lowdownbrown.gy@gmail.com. Let us know what you think, if you've seen it, or if you went and watched it after hearing this. And, do you agree? Was it fun? Was it enjoyable? Or do you hate it? Because I can totally see how people hate it, too.
Yeah, go either way.
Yeah, go either way. And until we talk to you again, embrace the madness.
GUIPodcast.com